Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you will find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too.
I have with me Beata America, who is the curator of Tuan Andrew Nguyen. We'll have to get you to pronounce it correctly, The Other Side of Now, which is currently at the Zeitzmoker Museum. So let's start with the man, why you chose him, and why it's The Other Side of Now.
Yeah, so Tuan Andrew Nguyen is an American-Vietnamese artist that actually showed one of the films that we have at Zeitzmoker at the moment is The Spectre of Ancestors Becoming. It's a four-channel work that actually also showed at Raw Material Company in Senegal. The film has very strong ties to Senegal, and our director, Koyo Kuyo, runs Raw Material Company, and that's where that connection with Tuan really kind of linked up. And she expressed her desire and the importance to have Tuan on the continent, to have Tuan in South Africa, and tell these important stories that are linked to Vietnam, Morocco, and Senegal quite directly.
And also he's trying to find out who he is and other people are. Mm. I think that is relevant, if you can tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, so his practice is really interesting. He's a filmmaker that also makes objects, and the films that he creates are quite speculative in nature. So it's a mixture between fact and fiction, which is a really interesting thing. So the core basis of all of his works are rooted within real people, and then uses that kind of speculative fiction to imagine a different kind of future. It's how we got to the title, The Other Side of Now. It's trying to imagine what is on the other side.
And who they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, there are three films.
Right.
And the first one, I think also people need to know they need to spend time.
Mm.
It's not a 1 minute thing that you can go dash from one
right
to the next. So perhaps tell us a bit about that one in particular, because I think it sets the scene.
It does. So Because No One Living Will Listen is the first film that people will see in the exhibition. It's the shortest film, it's 10 minutes, and the longest film being 60 minutes. So it need more time. But we internally kind of think about it as like the Morocco chapter, right? It follows a woman named Habiba, and she's a Moroccan-Vietnamese woman that's trying to connect with her father through writing letters and through going to Morocco monuments and trying to just make those physical connections with home. And I think that you can see those through lines through all of the works, is this need and yearning for home. And that's kind of everything. Everyone can kind of connect to that in some way.
And also, he talks about using choreography, because it's not simply a film. There are parts to it and how he interweaves those parts.
Yeah, it's a very interesting song and dance. Like, if we were to think about Spectre of Ancestors Becoming, we're following three narratives, three different stories that interlink between past and present. So there are flashbacks, there are intercuts with archives and different types of memory. And if you think about it, like, if you have something that's passed down from you from a family member, it evokes a certain type of memory, a handkerchief your grandfather had or a photograph your mom gave you. It's kind of evokes a certain type of thing in your brain. And this is what Tuan does in his films as well. It evokes different types of memory, and to try and see how do we kind of connect with the past to think about a new future.
And also there's sound involved.
Yes.
Because we have that one room.
Yes.
Can we call them gongs?
We call them singing bowls. Yeah. So singing bowls and mobiles. And he uses found material and historical material, so like artillery shells usually, materials of war, and then reimagines them to be moments and symbols of peace. So they're all made to a specific frequency and as a healing frequency. So viewers are encouraged to play and interact and kind of have that healing power to it.
Well, I must tell you, it's a fascinating exhibition.
Thank you.
And some of the things you are familiar with in certain ways. I mean, photographs, everyone has those sort of memories.
Exactly.
And how you see them. It's something that do go and spend time with.
Please.
It's not something that you can just walk through. So do go along to Zeitzmoker, and I'm going to ask you to give me the title and the name.
So it's The Other Side of Now by Tuan Andrew Nguyen, and it's going to be open until next year, July.
And don't miss it.
Don't miss it.
To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version and for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town. rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture. FMR.